Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
9 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. More tough questions today for the San Francisco Police Department and the Sheriff's Department. The lawyer for one of those officers accused of sending racist text messages says the police department knew about those messages long before an investigation was launched. We get more now from KGO 810's Kathy Whitman.
Attorney Michael Raines is representing Captain Jason Fox. He says the department knew about those texts back in 2012, not just this past December.
That's what their own lawyer has said. We have every reason to believe that's true.
Raines says that this discovery would mean that holding onto the charges for 3 years violates the Peace Officers' Bill of Rights.
The department then has, from that date forward, 1 year to investigate the alleged misconduct.
The FBI is now being asked to investigate those allegations of deputies staging fights between inmates in the San Francisco County Jail, fights in which they allegedly wagered bets.
San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi says he requested the help of the FBI and is dedicated to an unbiased, independent investigation.
When government or law enforcement falters, the public deserves straight answers, not the insider fluff or machine spin.
He says he didn't know about the alleged fights.
Had I been alerted, I would have taken immediate steps to protect the inmates.
All four deputies who are allegedly involved have been placed on administrative leave.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. That's the sound of crews chopping up and removing chunks of cement from the Glen Echo Creek in the Oakland Hills. Tonight, a state investigation is underway into how and why a steady stream of then liquid cement spilled into that creek on Wednesday.
As cement is removed from the creek bed with buckets, pickaxes, and vacuums.
It's not a criminal investigation at this point. It's an information investigation, and we need to just find out what happened because state water was contaminated.
That's Andrew Hewen with California Fish and Wildlife. What is known is that East Bay Mud was attempting to put cement in a pipe to close it off, but a non-standard valve wasn't closed, so the cellular cement flowed into the creek. East Bay Mud and their contractors take responsibility for the accident.
They're going to work through the weekend from sunrise to sundown, all through it, until it's clean.
And KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley tells us that mostly solid cement now stretches 1/2 mile.
Although we weren't able to shatter that highest, hardest glass ceiling this time.
8 years ago, she lost the Democratic nomination to Barack Obama, but now Hillary Clinton expected to announce a second run for president this weekend. We get more now from correspondent Steve Nanas.
The much-anticipated announcement is expected to come this Sunday in the form of a video posted to social media, according to sources close to her campaign. The latest CNN ORC poll has her at 62%. Vice President Joe Biden, a distant second, at 15%.
And it looks like Hillary Clinton is going to have plenty of competition for the presidency from both parties.
We have a Jeb Bush, who we're expecting in May, and then a handful of others. And Hillary Clinton will also have some competitors on the Democratic side. In fact, Martin O'Malley is in Iowa this evening. He's getting a bit of a head start here. So this is not her sort of campaign alone here.
That is political correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Blocked. The federal government has put the brakes on computer chip shipments to Chinese supercomputer centers from Intel and NVIDIA. The reason? Those Chinese computers are used for nuclear explosive activities. A special permit is now required before exporting any products to those supercomputing centers. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Lads, clearing out weeds is all about give and take. Hello, this is Scott for Scots. And what I mean is, you want to take those pesky weeds out, but to keep them out, you need to give your grass something in return. Which is exactly what Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed does. It kills weeds while it feeds and thickens your grass to help crowd out future invasions. To learn more about Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, go to scotts.com. Weed your lawn and feed it.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We are starting to look very good around the Bay Area. Do have some minor delays eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge. That's going to be construction causing that, and it's not bad right now. The delays are minor from about Foster City Boulevard almost to the high rise. They're also doing road work on the westbound side, but right now you've got hardly any delays at all. Even in the city, things are looking great. Now, we do have a report of an accident on northbound 101 just before 80 eastbound. That's got traffic on northbound 101 jammed back to Hospital Curve and a little bit onto the Skyway. But once you get past, say, 8th Street, you're just going to have minor delays up to Fremont, and then across the lower deck, it's just minor delays out to Treasure Island. From there, you're good to go. And I want to remind folks again, tonight, construction on a pedestrian tunnel is going to crank up, so they're going to have Van Ness Avenue shut down in both directions between Geary Boulevard and Post Street for 72 hours. It's going to start tonight at 12 and run through 12 a.m. Monday. Please don't get caught in that. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe for a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/park free. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's aren't letting up on Seattle. Oakland leads 11-0, top of the seventh. Giants still knotted at zero, bottom of the seventh. Tim Lincecum pitching three-hit baseball. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Gorgeous sunshine, beautiful blue skies today, warmer than expected, and it's only going to get better. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Sunshine with a few high clouds, low 60s to mid 70s. The morning will start out on the cool to chilly side with upper 30s to upper 40s. For your Sunday, even warmer weather away from the coast, low 60s to the low 80s. You will see sunshine, so for any of those outdoor birthday parties, picnics going on, the weather looks good.
Right now it is 55 degrees in Oakland, 58 in San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here to disrupt and bring you the late night, late show wrap up. The Tonight Show with Madonna, Jimmy Fallon, and The Roots sing Holiday with their classroom instruments.
We need a holiday.
So cool. I don't know what it was with Madonna last night, but there was a whole new Madonna on stage.
Sounds great.
It's just not.
It's time.
Yeah, it's just not your old school Madonna. I mean, she didn't have an attitude, which I don't mind her attitude. I'm so used to her having an attitude for the last 20, 30 years. I don't really mind it.
Right.
I'm down with it.
But, I mean, in the 80s, she, seemed genuinely charming and sweet, and then it just went away.
Yeah, she went to Snootyville.
Yeah.
Maybe it was when she moved to Funden. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but yeah, she definitely had her nose up in the air for a long time. But last night, I mean, she was down to earth, and she was having a good time. Matter of fact, she actually did some stand-up last night where she joked about dating younger men and stuff. Here's Madonna doing stand-up comedy.
Thank you. So great to be here. It's true, I date younger guys, and I have my reasons, but I'm not going to go into them. But I did find myself very strangely the other day at breakfast with my son Rocco, thinking, I haven't had a date in a couple of weeks. And I looked at my son without thinking, and I said, do you have any friends you could introduce me to? And I was It was like in between mouthfuls of pancakes. He looked at me with shock and disgust and dismay and disdain. Things that, a lot of words that start with a D. And then I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so I cracked myself up. Wait, there's more. Wait, please don't pull me off. I have more jokes. I got jokes. So I was dating this 26-year-old, and you know, he was in my house. He was looking at all my artwork, and I have some Warhols hanging on the wall. I mean, I'm not bragging, but he was a friend. So he's looking around. He's like, Who are these paintings? I said, that's Warhol, duh. And he goes, well, wait a minute. You have so many of them. Did you know the guy? No. It's funny. No, it's funny because, did you know the guy? Like, because I had so many?
Yeah.
Anyway. They think I'm funny.
Not bad. Not bad. And one of my favorite parts was, you know, Jimmy Fallon. I was talking about this at the beginning of the show. Jimmy Fallon said to her, he said, you know, I met you a couple years ago.
Oh, right.
But, you know, I don't think you recognized or you didn't have much to say to me. She says, oh, I blanked you. And he said, oh, my God. Well, I think I would have remembered that if you blanked me. She says, oh, no, you don't get it. He said, oh, I understand. You ignored me. She says, yes, I'm very good at doing that. Other words, people would talk to her. This goes back to Snootyville. And she would just ignore them.
Blank stare in the other direction.
You know, I've met celebrities like that, and I have to tell you, it's not, there's nothing endearing about it. It's nasty.
Oh, of course not.
It's nasty and it's rude.
Well,
and you know, definitely not on happening right now in the Bay because I'm new and back to the Bay. But, you know, when I was in Chicago and the show was number one for a decade and we were very popular, I couldn't stand people that would do that to other people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I took time. You don't have to sit there and have a 10-minute conversation with them, but you're at least polite to them.
Be warm.
Yes, people recognize you in public. Hi, nice to see you. You know, shake their hand, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that.
It's just
very cold.
Right. I get it though, because people will say the oddest things to a celebrity, me included. And I know I was really excited to see Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth one time, and I just said the dumbest thing humanly possible, and so she was absolutely right to sort of stare at me with abject horror.
No,
even though I was like, I'm a huge fan, I might as well have been picking my nose.
Oh God, do you know who's really bad? who did this too? Is Clay Aiken?
You did that to him?
No. He did that.
He blanked you?
Yeah. Well, he didn't blank me. He was actually nasty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
He was a nasty individual.
Okay.
So how's he doing now?
C.
That's what you get.
Clay.
He has a horrible reputation.
Clay Gherkin.
Yeah. I'm telling you, especially when you're on your way up, you know, I mean, because that was right after he had like one hit. So he was doing a tour, but he was just a total ass to us doing the morning show. And I thought, and as soon as he left, I said, that's it. He'll never be back.
He's not coming on my show again.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I also have to...
It's just bad.
People have to get so tired touring and going to every morning show and all that stuff. I mean, I know they hate... You have to have those grumpy days.
I know that, and I get that. But there's no reason once you're awake and you're in studio and you're live, and if you're talking to San Francisco or you're talking to the entire Bay Area or whoever you're talking to, whatever big city it is, if you're doing your top 10 city tour, you should be, you know, at least...
Fake it.
Yeah, don't be an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the interview lasted for about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, thanks for stopping by.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go.
I feel really bad for how I treated somebody once. Like they yelled at, I used to be called Nurse Heather on this other show, and they were like, it's you, or something like that. And I didn't know how to respond, so I just kind of froze, I think. And I was like, yes, I am myself here before you. And, like, I didn't know what to say, and they were kind of like, oh. You know, it was one of those things like, oh, that could have gone better.
Oh, God, screw those people.
Well, I felt
and the
bad.
Cesspool of social media. Who the hell cares?
You know, because they were, like, excited, and I didn't give back that excitement, and then they were like, she's a total bitch. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I froze in my tracks. I was like a deer in the headlights. Anyway.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, we're here to disrupt. This isn't your grandpa's KGO.
Okay.
We're doing something different. It's nighttime.
I'm still going to make it a point to be nice.
Yes, we always will in person. Yeah, and basically as long as you're nice to us. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about body hair. Are you a fan? Are you? Looking around. Woo!
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Maybe you should be.
What hair where? Man or woman?
Yes. And then we're going to have fun with it. Did you see the video today that also went viral? Oh, by the way, did you put the... We were talking about baseball earlier and the seagulls. We were talking about things that... I'm getting sidetracked here.
Great ways for seagulls to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're talking about things that are very unusual when you go to see the Giants game. And one of the... I think it was like number one or something where you see all the seagulls. They know when to gather and attack and poo on you and all of that. You know, it's like a timing mechanism. And I said, I wonder if any of those seagulls have ever been hit by a ball. Sure enough, one has, and we have the video. Did you post it?
I'll tweet it right now.
Okay, Generation Drex. And we'll be right back on KGOA10.
For years, Zero Res has been hands down the safest way to clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and granite, and that's a fact, Jack. In fact, when was the last time you had your couch clean? And what's in there? Chip Franklin here. I know I've been using Zero Res for 7 years. Zero Res doesn't use sticky soaps or harsh chemicals that your kids and pets touch and inhale. Yuck. And they don't leave behind a crunchy carpet that looks dirty a week later either. They do, however, use a patented alkaline water that cleans and sanitizes your carpet, tile, and upholstery. Zero Res's cleaning methods work better and they're safer than any of their competitors. And if you've never tried Zero Res, now's the time. You have to try them right now for their once-a-year $39 a room sale. You heard me right, $39 a room with a three-room minimum. And Zero Res gives you free cleaning for your 24-foot hallway just for trying them out. Certain restrictions apply, but be one of the next 10 callers at 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for the next 10 callers. $39 room special. Are you kidding me? The next 10 callers at 877-321-0739.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot, with once-a-year savings throughout the store to help you spring all out for less. Plus, daily specials that are here today and gone tomorrow. Like an MTD lawnmower with Briggs & Stratton engine, regularly $149, Friday only just $99. You won't beat that price. And tomorrow, you won't find it. Let's do this. With Spring Black Friday prices now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. In-store only while supplies last, limit 2 per customer.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
I think we should get to sexy. But first,
I know this music kind of makes you feel that way, right?
Yes.
You know how they play like plunky, weird, I don't know, kind of slightly Asian or water sounds when you're getting a massage? I want this song to play when I'm getting a massage.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, let's talk about, we'll save the body hair since this is so sexy.
Since and that's I was so turned
not.
Off.
Yes.
Oh, get it over with.
Really? You want me to? Okay.
Yeah, why
all right,
not?
Because we're going to move on to sexy, that's for sure.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's Friday night, man. Come on. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10, along with the Heather program. Here are a few random facts about body hair for you to suck down before you start your weekend. Body hair doesn't last as long as the hair on your head. Your body hair only grows a few inches because it has a lifespan of about 6 months.
And that's why it's all over your soap and in your drain.
That's right. The hair on your head can grow for years. Didn't know that. Hmm. I may lose. I hope I don't lose any. apparently I am. Or learn something. Your body hair has muscles.
No.
Believe it or not, your body hair has some muscle fibers. It's what makes it stand on end when you get goosebumps.
That. Right. And when you see old men and their eyebrows are flinging straight up to the sky.
Going all Andy Rooney?
Yeah. That. No?
I don't think so. But I mean, the goosebump thing. Yeah, it's been a while since I've had goosebumps.
Seems like the poor has it, but yeah, okay.
The what? Oh,
well, the poor is what's having the goosebump and making the hair go up.
Okay.
Not that the hair itself has a muscle, but whatever.
I thought you were trying to make it a socioeconomic thing. Never mind. Let me see here. Body hair might be tied to intelligence. According to a study from the 90s, the more body hair you have, the more intelligent you are.
Oh, that is absolutely untrue.
The most interesting man in the world.
Mm.
The Dos Equis guy.
Mm-hmm.
He would probably be very smart.
Mm. I've certainly seen a lot of dumb mooks around the pool with way too much hair. Hey, baby.
Cover that
I'm
up.
I'm thinking they're not that intelligent, yeah.
Researchers found that most male Mensa members had more body hair compared to the average guy.
Wow. All right, I take it all back.
You can shed up to 150 body hairs a day.
The average that's a
for
lot.
Most, the average for most people is around 100. That's
whoa,
a lot of freaking
what?
Hair. Well, this goes to the...
I don't even have 100 hairs on my body.
I think I did this story last night. Where we were talking about if you think your house is haunted, it's actually dust particles. Well, that's...
And hair.
And that's hair. Now you know why.
Gotcha,
that's your,
gotcha,
that's
gotcha.
Your pubes floating around in there. Oh my God.
Went there.
Get a broom, clean that up, bust out the vacuum cleaner. Daddy, call your orc.
What are those little hand ones, handy vac or whatever?
I don't know.
Use it as a grooming tool from now on.
A hair color can be indicative of genetic disorders. Mm. Blondes tend to have a higher percentage of learning disabilities and eye problems. Uh-oh.
Know any good blonde jokes.
SpaghettiOs.
So it's true, you know, what they say. Oh, my God.
Brunettes are more likely to get or to become addicted to smoking.
Oh,
and,
weird.
And redheads are more susceptible to pain.
I had heard that before. I don't know why.
Brunettes are more likely to get addicted to smoking. I will take notes on that. Next time I see a woman smoking.
You remember the old joke about the redhead and the brunette and the blonde and what type of baby they're having?
No.
By the sex position. Punchlines, the blonde goes, oh, I guess I'm having puppies.
Nice.
I don't even tell the whole joke. I just give you the punchline. Nice. You figure it out.
Okay, I got it. The best and worst things about being single. A new survey asked men and women to name the very best and worst things about being single. Their answers were very different, by the way. Women say the best thing is all the alone time. Men say the best thing is being able to have a bunch of different sexual partners. So men and women see this very differently.
That's funny.
Now, I can't believe that no one said being able to sleep diagonally across the bed. I mean, that's the life, man.
Duh,
I mean,
you guys.
Yeah.
We were not represented in the sample.
We need to talk to Nikki and Brett. I want one of those My Pillows, damn it, because I'm a dirty pillow whore. I am.
I might try it, too.
How many pillows do you sleep with when you're alone?
Do you mean under my head or in general?
No, in the bed.
If you're sleeping
by yourself.
Six.
Oh, cool. You and I are on the same page. I'm at six or eight. No, because I have to have, like, two behind my head, two to the left, two to the right, and then I'm a I pretty much go into the fetal position. So I'd need one between my legs
on one
side and then one for the other so that I don't have to flip the other one, you know, while I'm sleeping.
Mm, precious.
The Basset Hound is not in my bed, Karen just asked.
The
Basset Hound is not allowed in my bed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No children in the bed, no beds.
No Basset Hounds in my bed. She sleeps with the other. Okay. But the men say the worst thing about being single is all the alone time. So, yeah,
oh
men and women
God.
Clearly don't see eye to eye on spending time by themselves. That's crazy.
Huh.
I mean,
and the women say the downside is that they slept with too many people.
No, I don't know. The survey also found 26% of women, single women, say they're not ready for a relationship versus 19% of the men. You know, I mean, I always thought the best thing, and I'm a big believer in this, and Karen, my board operator, and I have discussed this many times. There's a big difference between living alone and being lonely.
Oh, yeah.
I can live alone and not be lonely.
Listen.
Because I'm a hermit. Yeah. I'm the guy who can sit in his house all week long and be just fine.
I agree. And I think some people I know might back me up on this. With a brain like mine, I'm never really alone, which is not to say I'm a Sybil and I have several personalities, but I've entertained myself, you know, end of story.
Yes, I don't need anyone to entertain me.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm perfectly content and fine with that. Isn't that weird? You know, I mean, what? And by the way, we were talking about psychology and psychiatrists and all of that last night about how psychotherapy is such a good thing. We both agreed and then we kind of admitted to each other that we do see shrinks every once in a while. And turns out your life is 32% more, you're 32% more happier if you see one every once in a while. And, you know, that's a big thing, being able to be alone and comfortable by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a positive thing.
Gosh, now I feel like I want to read up on it more because I wonder
if... Not that you want to be isolationist.
No, of course not.
No.
But if you're comfortable... Well, okay, let's say you're uncomfortable being alone. What does that say about you, I think, is what I would like to know
psychologically speaking. Because then there's probably an issue going on. And that could be fixable.
Do you lack confidence or what's going on
there?
Are
you isolating?
Yeah, and you only ever feel validated or happy when you're in the presence of others? Like, do you need some sort of validation, I guess?
Exactly.
Some sort of feedback loop.
Are we ready to get sexy?
I have a feedback loop going into my head.
We're
going to
get sexy, and then we're going to play a baby story. That's the good news. That's coming up next on the Drux Radio Show on KGO 810.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit. It now. Individual results may vary.
.9:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour.
Thank God it was a news chopper.
10 deputies from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department are on paid leave tonight after they were caught by a television news camera kicking and punching what appears to be a subdued suspect. We get more now from correspondent Jim Roop.
This is as bad, if not worse, than what they did to Rodney King.
Jim Terrell is the attorney for 30-year-old Francis Pushock, who led sheriff's deputies on a pursuit that started in a car. He ditched that car, then stole a horse. It ended with Pushock being tasered off the horse. A TV news helicopter captured on video what appears to be Pushock face down on the ground, hands cuffed behind his back, and several deputies beating him.
This was terrible. It kept going and going and going.
San Bernardino County Sheriff John McMahon calls the video disturbing.
McMahon is calling for an internal investigation. This was the sheriff in his own words after seeing the video.
As you watch the video, it appears in the beginning that his hands are behind his back. Then his hands move. There's some information that he may have been kicking at one point. Regardless, at the end of the day, it appears to be excessive.
The FBI has confirmed it is launching its own investigation into possible civil rights violations. In Fresno, the police chief there is facing a mountain of trouble.
Deputy Chief Keith Foster resigned his position with the Fresno Police Force last week. He pleaded not guilty as he was indicted on federal drug charges in U.S. District Court in Fresno. Court papers reveal that Foster is facing 32 counts for his alleged part in three separate conspiracies to distribute oxycodone, marijuana, and heroin over the past year. Foster communicated through his attorney in court and ignored reporters outside the courthouse. If convicted, he could spend the next 25 years in a federal prison.
That is KGO 810's Brian Pelletier. Charges filed today against a man allegedly planning an attack on a Kansas military base. An attack inspired, investigators say, by the Islamic group ISIS. U.S. Attorney Barry Grissom says John T. Booker of Topeka is facing three charges.
Mr. Booker faces three federal charges. One count of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. One count of attempting to damage property by means of an explosive. And one count of attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. If he is convicted of any of these charges, he will face a maximum penalty of life in federal prison.
Booker was arrested today near Manhattan, Kansas. The city borders the Army base about 100 miles west of Kansas City. More encouraging signs from Cuba. Today, President Barack Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro stood next to each other during a ceremony at the Inter-American Summit in Panama City. We get more from correspondent Gary Cohen.
Obama and Castro separated by the presidents of Ecuador and El Salvador, marking a major milestone in their efforts to end decades of animosity. The sight of Obama and Castro in the same room instantly became a symbol of their bid to renew diplomatic ties that were severed in 1961. This is the first time a Cuban leader has attended the summit in its 21-year history.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Cap Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place with no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol, feeling good, lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot, with once-a-year savings throughout the store to help you spring all out for less. Plus, daily specials that are here today and gone tomorrow. Like an MTD lawnmower with Briggs & Stratton engine, regularly $149, Friday only just $99. You won't beat that price, and tomorrow, you won't find it. Let's do this. With Spring Black Friday prices now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. In-store only while supplies last, limit 2 per customer.
We are coming up on 9:35. Time now to check your traffic again with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We do still have some delays in the city, eastbound on the Skyway. It's pretty much slow to stop and go from 101 up to about Fremont, but that's it. Well, you do have some minor delays as well on 280 northbound at 101. Construction there has been kind of slowing folks down. At the moment, things aren't too bad. Beyond that, we look fantastic. The Nimitz is completely clear in both directions from Oakland to San Jose, and the Bayshore Freeway is also absolutely clear all along the peninsula and into the South Bay. Got no issues, and the same with 280 north and southbound, except for those minor delays I mentioned at 101. But keep in mind, I'm going to hammer this. In San Francisco tonight, they're going to be starting work on a pedestrian tunnel, so they're going to shut down Van Ness Avenue in both directions between Geary Boulevard and Post Street starting at 12 this evening, and that's going to go on for about 72 hours. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's are all over Seattle, 11-0, bottom of the eighth. And in the top of the ninth, the Giants now trailing San Diego 1-0. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Chilly tonight, temperatures in the high 30s to high 40s. But sunshine is going to dominate the weekend. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
We have high pressure in control, and over the weekend, those temperatures will rise a few more degrees. Saturday, we're looking at low 60s to mid 70s. A few high clouds and lots of sun. For your Sunday, blue skies, warmer bay and inland, low 60s to the low 80s. Cools down Monday, only to see those temperatures recover beginning on Tuesday.
And by midweek, Sandhya tells us those temperatures could be pushing 80 degrees. No rain in sight. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear skies. We've got 59 degrees in Fairfield, 54 in Livermore, 51 Half Moon Bay, 53 in Santa Cruz, 57 in San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
And away we go with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show. We talk it out live every weeknight from 7 till 10. So there's this woman. There's this woman. There's this woman. She has six sons, so she's about to have another baby. So they made her a cake because she doesn't know what sex the next child will be. So all she has to do is slice the cake and find out.
Just cut the piece.
On baby three and four, I'm thinking, well, come on, there'll be a girl at some point. They can't all be boys. But after like four and five and six, you're kind of thinking, yeah, they can.
I like my brothers, but I'm tired of all the dog piles.
You don't want a little sister?
I'm sick of girls.
We are happy. We got exactly what we were supposed to get with all these six and with a girl.
And yep. And so she saw pink in the cake and she's having a girl.
How long were they going to keep trying? Good Lord.
You are relentless. You are relentless. You are so anti.
God, six kids. Well, seven now. That's insane.
Well, yeah, six sons. So she'll have seven. Well, I don't know. You know, when God stops it, God will stop it.
I wonder how old the oldest kid is. That's just nuts. People don't do that anymore.
Mother,
you know,
make it
days.
Stop. Yes,
you know?
They do.
Because God invented birth control. Hello.
Oh, my God. This is what we talked about earlier when we were talking about families and how they argue and what they fight about. And, you know, and I said to you, and I said,
what did I say? I said, yeah, but, you know, don't you regret not having kids? Who's going to take care of you? Who's going to take care of people like you and I when we're older?
There will her kids?
No. You and I, as we approach.
No, are her kids going to take care of us?
Of course. No, her kids are going to take care of her because she'll have seven. At least a few of them
one.
Will be nice.
Okay.
And neither of us have either. Okay. So, post office big screw up with Maya Angelou. There she goes. So, they just released a new stamp featuring her and a quote, "A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song." Well, that's just very profound. That's beautiful. That's inspirational.
So? I would need that explained
yes.
to me.
And it really sums up her life, especially since her famous autobiography is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Aha.
There's just one problem. It's not her quote. It certainly seems like it would have been, and people online have been attributing it to her for years, but actually it's by an author named Joan Walsh England from a book of poetry called A Cup of Sun from 1967. A spokes office spokesperson says they got the quote from a website that attributed it to Maya Angelou. Quote,
well, we Googled it.
Yeah,
yeah. It was on her wiki.
Yes, that's
yeah,
what
that's
I'm thinking.
Good enough.
Oh, good enough. I agree. So, quote, had we known about this issue beforehand, we would have used one of her many other works. But they found out too late to do anything about it.
But we're just a dumbass wing of the U.S. government.
And the stamp with the wrong quote was unveiled at a major ceremony yesterday featuring, of course, Oprah and Michelle Obama. It's now on sale. I'm surprised Oprah have a cow.
What does Oprah and Michelle Obama have to do with it?
Well, they both were honoring Maya Angelou.
At the stamp unveiling or something?
Yes. She was our poet laureate. I mean, she was...
That is such a dumb saying. I never would have laid claim to it.
Oh, my.
The bird doesn't sing because it has an answer.
It. It's
no
beautiful.
One asked the bird a question. Of course it doesn't have an answer.
You don't talk to birds?
No.
They talk to me.
Really?
A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. I think it's beautiful.
But it's not Maya's.
It's not Maya's. So Maya, I don't know. I'm surprised Oprah didn't put the kibosh to that. Reprint it, damn it!
Doesn't sing because it has an answer.
Leave it alone.
What would it be answering?
You know what? Just leave it alone. Let's move on.
Was the bird answering the phone? Hello? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I don't get that.
Let's get to the four steps that we need to resolve any fight with you, with a her, and get straight to the makeup.
This is wonderful. Men, listen to this.
Okay, so I'll spew them off. This is the way it's supposed to be when you and your partner fight. Okay, conflict is normal. So you got your spats.
Well, right. the way you really have to make it appealing to men is to read the whole headline, right?
Right. Well, four steps to resolve any fight with her and get straight to the makeup sex. Yes. So here's your plan to defuse any fight and get straight to the fun part, the makeup sex. Number one, and then we'll see if we agree. time your fight strategically.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anger triggers a psychological response in your body, making your heart race, so they say. When that happens, even the nicest guy will have trouble communicating calmly and rationally. True dat. If you feel your chest pounding, pause the fight and take a 30-minute walk. Oh, please. Tell your partner
you
want to be able to talk it out constructively, but you can't do it right now. Walking will calm you down. Well, you can each go to your corner.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't think you have to take a walk. I'm not going to take a hike
around the block. So by timing it, it means be willing to pause the fight, go away, you know, back into your corners or whatever, and come back when you've calmed down a little bit.
Yes, because...
Which is great advice.
Yes, I think that any couple that fights, and this doesn't have to be, a him, a her, or him and him, or her and her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you think about a fight that you both just said, you know what, we'll just deal with it later. The next morning, it seems so trivial. It's just like, what the hell was that about?
But also, you want to keep from throwing, you know, your Waterford crystal.
Yes, you do. Throw the cheap stuff. Okay, number two, figure out the real issue. Now that we've got you cooled off, get to the problem that's underneath the problem. If she's pissed that you ditched her for her guy, you know, for your guy's night, well, she might really feel abandoned. Or she's pissed at you for checking email during dinner.
She Look, you like know she's when ignored. She's angry, the advice is gently ask her why she's upset. It's perfect. She'll tell you. That's all you have to do. Don't ignore the shade you're getting when you're getting blanked.
Getting the hand motions. Ignore. Wash on, wash off, scrub on, scrub off. Say these magic words. Now that you know what's really bothering her, validate her feelings to instantly end the argument, and they suggest, say, it totally makes sense that you feel that way. Throw in an apology for good measure.
I love that. That's amazing and wise. And a lot of people can't seem to, you know, find their way to do this. And so just so it sinks in, I have to say it again. Say to her, I get why you might feel that way, and then throw in an apology for good measure. I'm sorry I made you feel that way. Something like that would work.
Oh, my. And finally, kiss and make up. Knocking boots after butting heads really helps smooth things over. So says this marriage therapist. The endorphins, the dopamine, the oxycontin, oxycontin. Yes.
Well, that too.
That'll help. The oxytocin that are released during sex counterbalance the adrenaline rush we get from fighting. Oh, that's the worst when you fight. When you get the adrenaline, I mean, you know, that's like the time bomb ticking. You know, when you feel the adrenaline like, boom.
Oh, when you Hulk out?
Yes.
And you're like, I could lift a VW Beetle
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great time to have sex.
More of the Drex right. Radio Show and the good news on the way in just a minute on KGOA 10.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe has a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my suit.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child today by bringing your gift of new shoes for boys and girls to any Sleep Train or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Lads, clearing out weeds is all about give and take. Hello, this is Scott for Scots. And what I mean is, you want to take those pesky weeds out, but to keep them out, you need to give your grass something in return. Which is exactly what Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed does. It kills weeds while it feeds and thickens your grass to help crowd out future invasions. To learn more about Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, go to scotts.com. Weed your lawn and feed it.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot, with once-a-year savings throughout the store to help you spring all out for less. Plus, daily specials that are here today and gone tomorrow. Like an MTD lawnmower with Briggs & Stratton engine, regularly $149, Friday only just $99. You won't beat that price, and tomorrow, you won't find it. Let's do this. With Spring Black Friday prices now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. In-store only while supplies last. Limit 2 per customer.
The California State Solar Rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Sempra Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Sempra Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturing. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible. But not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head, and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the U.S. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
Late night, late show wrap up on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810. Taylor Swift's mother has been diagnosed with cancer. That's bad news. Taylor Swift told her fans that her mother has been diagnosed with cancer. She said that her mom wasn't having any health problems and she was feeling just fine. But she and her brother had asked her to be screened just in case. And it's good she did. In a Tumblr post, Taylor said today, quote, "The results came in and I'm saddened to tell that my mother has been diagnosed with cancer."
What kind?
They're not saying. I'd like to keep the details of her condition and the treatment plans private, but she wanted...
Oh, but you talked to the press anyway to say that your mom had cancer. Okay.
All right. But she wanted you to know. Taylor said her mom wants to encourage others to be screened so they could potentially benefit from an early diagnosis. Well, you know, Taylor Swift tweets everything. So, you know, she's just sharing her life.
Oh, it was a tweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Yawn.
Well, let's hope her mother's okay.
Let's hope everybody's mother's okay.
Absolutely.
Her mom doesn't get some kind of great whatever from me just because she's Taylor Swift's mother.
You're not a Swifty.
This country is way too enamored of celebrities and their moms.
Oh, it gets even worse because I was gonna. And don't forget, 30 more days until Mother's Day. Don't forget that for everybody's
okay,
mother.
Okay, now I feel bad.
Okay, now you should. But you're right about the enamored. So listen to this. Let's add on. So was there ever any doubt that Kim Kardashian's daughter Northwest was going to be a clothes horse? At almost 2 years old, Noah's fetish is footwear. Kim tells Vogue she's practically, she's really particular about what she likes to wear, and she's such a girly girl. Every day she wakes up and says, "Shoes, shoes." You have to bargain with her before you can even change her diaper. She needs a pair of shoes on.
That's kind of cute. It makes me think of that ad for the foster kids. I got new shoes.
That's a good thing. See, you do have a heart and you do have a soul.
I do.
What do you want to tell the people before we get to the good news?
Well, I just want to remind them, we talked about this at the beginning of the show, the Grateful Dead have added Bay Area dates to their farewell run. And these will occur right before they go off to Chicago's Soldier Field to do, I believe it was 3 shows. The Fare Thee Well Tour. As you know, probably by now, Bruce Hornsby and Trey Anastasio of Phish are sitting in with the band. And what we've learned that I want you to know is that these tickets aren't sold in the normal Ticketmastery kind of way. There's a lottery system. And the shows, by the way, are at Levi's Stadium. So 65,000 fans will get to go on each night. Now, to learn about the lottery system, do go to dead50.net, and you can enter that lottery system.
So check this out. The good news for the night. A guy talks about paying to fix a car everyone made fun of on social media.
I'd just look over and they're taking pictures. So I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, you know. But then I get home and they're posted on Facebook.
Tried everything with a door and we just couldn't get it. So we just had to drive without the door.
You don't beat somebody when they're down on the ground like that, you know. Instead, you know, when somebody's down like that, instead of looking down on them, you know, try helping them up. Of course, the public comments were insults and being mean, and I got on there and I offered to help.
A coworker said, get a hold of him. He's willing to help you. I got a hold of him, and everything he offered, I just cried.
She is now riding around with a door on her vehicle, and no more public humiliation.
I could not believe that somebody out of the kindness of their heart would help someone like that that they don't even know. I actually can't wait to pay it forward. I can't wait to help somebody like he's helped me.
There is people out there that are doing good deeds, not just me, but other people. And hopefully this influences some of you people out there to do the same.
And do a good deed this weekend.
Oh, my God.
And have a
I
wonderful
love
weekend.
That.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Pay it forward. Okay, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll make more on Monday. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot, with once-a-year savings throughout the store to help you spring all out for less. Plus, daily specials that are here today and gone tomorrow. Like an MTD lawnmower with Briggs & Stratton engine, regularly $149, Friday only just $99. You won't beat that price, and tomorrow, you won't find it. Let's do this. With Spring Black Friday prices now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. In-store only while supplies last, limit 2 per customer.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place. There was no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol, feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe had a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my suit.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child today by bringing your gift of new shoes for boys and girls to any Sleep Train or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Lads, clearing out weeds is all about give and take. Hello, this is Scott for Scots. And what I mean is, you want to take those pesky weeds out, but to keep them out, you need to give your grass something in return. Which is exactly what Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed does. It kills weeds while it feeds and thickens your grass to help crowd out future invasions. To learn more about Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, go to scotts.com. Weed your lawn and feed it.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible, but not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head, and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the U.S. USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
Baseball's back at AT&T Park as our world champion Giants host the Rockies April 13th through the 15th. Monday the 13th, we'll raise the pennant and give replicas to the first 40,000 fans from Bank of America. Tuesday night the 14th, the first 40,000 score a Mad Bum bobblehead from AAA. And on Wednesday the 15th, you could snag a triplet snow globe from Comcast Sportsnet. Grab your seats now at sfgiants.com/tickets. We are SF, we are Giants.
The California State Solar Rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.